Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 3:16 to 21. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 3, verse 16 to 21. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. God sent his Son into the world not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. There is no judgment against anyone who believes in him, but anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. And the judgment is based on this fact: God's light came into the world, but people loved the darkness more than the light, for their actions were evil. All who do evil hate the light and refuse to go near it for fear their sins will be exposed. But those who do what is right come to the light so others can see that they are doing what God wants. My theme for reflection is choosing the light in a world of darkness. Choosing the light in a world of darkness. John 3:16 is one of the most recognized verses in the Bible. But if we focus solely on its surface, we risk missing the deeper, revolutionary ideas that emerge when we include verses 18 to 21 in our reflections. These verses present us with a powerful contrast: light and darkness, good and evil, belief and unbelief. This dichotomy challenges us to make a choice that reveals not just what we think, but who we truly are. The passage begins with an invitation to believe in Jesus, the one God has sent out of love for the world. But what does it mean to believe in Jesus? John shows us that belief is more than a private inward conviction. It is a commitment to living by the truth of Jesus' teachings, a truth that exposes darkness and calls for transformation. In verses 19 to 21, John elaborates on the nature of this choice. The light has come into the world, but some people prefer darkness because it conceals their deeds. To come into the light means to allow God's truth to expose not only the sin and injustice around us, but also within us. This exposure is not for condemnation, but for renewal, a process that aligns our lives with God's purposes of justice, love, and compassion. As Thomas Carlyle once said, "Conviction, be it ever so excellent, is worthless until it converts itself into conduct." The Gospel of John echoes this sentiment. Belief in Jesus is not passive. It is an active decision to align our actions with the light, even when doing so is difficult. My dear friends, our world, like John's, is filled with the tension between light and darkness. Recent conversations about systemic injustice, racism, and exploitation remind us that darkness persists not only in overt actions of hate, but in systems and ideologies that dehumanize others. For instance, a 2023 survey on racial inequality in Britain revealed that more than a third of ethnic minority people have experienced racist abuse, with groups like travelers and Jewish people among the most targeted. These findings remind us that darkness is not limited to one group or region, but manifests in many ways across society. This same tension exists in Africa, including Cameroon, where darkness takes the form of corruption, political instability, and social injustice. For example, the ongoing Anglophone crisis in Cameroon has left thousands dead and displaced over 1 million people. What began as peaceful protests by Anglophone lawyers and teachers seeking equality in a predominantly Francophone government escalated into a violent conflict. Today, entire communities in the northwest and southwest regions face destruction. Schools have been shut down for years in some areas, and countless lives have been lost to violence. Moreover, systemic corruption continues to undermine public trust and perpetuate poverty. Despite Cameroon's rich natural resources, many communities remain underdeveloped, with essential services like healthcare and education inaccessible to the poor. This imbalance creates a fertile ground for exploitation and injustice, deepening the shadows of inequality. These examples remind us that darkness knows no borders. Whether it is systemic racism in Britain or the devastating impact of conflict and corruption in Africa, Christians are called to confront these realities. We cannot afford to remain passive or indifferent. Believing in Jesus means more than personal salvation. It is a commitment to the restoration of God's vision for a just and loving world. As followers of Christ, we are called to shine His light in these dark places, to stand with the oppressed, to seek justice, and to bring hope where despair has taken root. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what does it mean for me personally to come into the light in my daily life? Number two, how can I courageously stand against the darkness of injustice and hate in my community? Loving God, you sent your Son into the world as the light that shines in the darkness. Yet too often we resist that light, clinging to what is comfortable and familiar. Open our hearts to your truth and give us the courage to walk in the light of your love. Help us to stand against the darkness of injustice, hate, and oppression in our world. Teach us to love as you love, to act as Jesus taught us, and to live as people who bring hope and healing wherever we go. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.